wasn't supposed to be like this.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
My wife Teresa.
Oh, yay!
Bunch of Ford trucks.
Oh, we are surrounded by awesome trucks.
And keynote speaker, impresario. Is it okay to call you an impresario?
I don't even know what that means. But
yeah, I don't either.
I've seen it every once in a while.
I don't either.
You need that question? Oh,
no,
that,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
that, yeah, how's this? Is that better?
That's awesome.
So, I mean, sometimes you talk about trying to sound clearer, and sometimes you just eat the microphone, and boom. I mean, that's what happened right there.
That's okay. Would you like some water with that mic? You know, to wash it down a little bit?
Hear some throat noise.
So we're not joined by Jay Leno.
No, we're not.
We could be, though. That's always a possibility.
We are joined by Frank Caliendo, though, who you know. Where would anybody know you from? What do you do?
I was a dancer for years.
You look it.
Yeah, ballet probably.
I've just been doing comedy. I just, Fox NFL Sunday, the pregame show there with Terry Bradshaw, working with those goons.
Yes.
I was on Mad TV for 5 years. You can see reruns of that. So, and now I'm just, I've been working in Vegas at the Monte Carlo in Vegas for the last year or so. Doing the Tonight Show in a couple of weeks. Another week.
Sweet.
I don't know what day it is.
You're going to be the guest or the guest host?
I'm going to dress up as Jay and take over. Hey, what's going on? Why are these dogs surrounding me? Just doing the guest thing and talking about stuff. Trying to do the same thing I'm doing right now.
Oh, cool.
Not making a lot of sense.
We'll be with you.
Yeah, you're going to
awesome.
Be there.
Yeah,
we're
going to
be fixing up some stuff.
Awesome. We'll bring the tools.
There it is.
Yeah, we can do that. No problem. Yeah.
Now, rumor has it you fixed up a farmhouse behind your current shack,
It had a trailer siding on it. It was a fairly nice house. We tore apart the middle of it. It was a good design of a house, but the floor plan was nice, but there was a pantry. As you walked into the front door of the house, there was a pantry there. So we cut out the pantry and made a giant space with a pool table and all that kind of stuff, fun for the kids, and then knocked out a couple other walls. Built like a little playroom and stuff like that for the kids. And
sweet.
So, yeah.
Sweet. How many kids you have?
I don't have any yet. I'm just planning. No, two.
Cool.
Six-year-old.
Cool, because I feel totally awkward now. Thanks. That's awesome.
I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Were you in there for the performance?
No, we were here.
Oh, we were out here working.
Well, Human Nature was there, and they're an amazing, Motown-type group, but they're all Australian. And the funny thing is, they would sing Motown. They sing it amazingly. And then they'd speak, and I would think it was the Wiggles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm like, beauty, mate. Here we go. Fruit salad. Yum,
so you're very familiar with the Wiggles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have children?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because you're moving the kids around from the... Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've experienced the Wiggles.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time, unfortunately, singing all those songs in our head.
I've gotten the chance to meet them, which is pretty cool. But I do a show... joke in my act, usually any parents here, you ever do this, watch the Wiggles with your kids, leave the room, half an hour later, you're the only one still there watching.
Oh, you did that before you left.
Goodness, we ended, yeah.
Blues Clues.
You don't even realize you're watching.
We were
it.
Watching yeah. Blues Clues, and our 2-year-old's out of the room, he's doing something else, and we're,
yeah,
it
probably, like, probably like physics or something. Yeah. The kid's doing,
Well, the horrifying thing is, I kind of saw myself, what's going to happen next? Steve. No, Steve, don't go.
Well, the funny thing, though, is our 2-year-old actually, like, brings out the Home Depot book and, like, the 1-2-3 or Popular Mechanics, like, the really big books, and he spends hours reading them. So he's got a crazy genetic thing from us about home improvement.
There you go.
Yeah, and we're watching Blue's Clues.
You can actually see the brain matter coming out of the ears. It's a train wreck.
Well, that's how I walk that way, too, like in Blue's Clues, where I just pretend I'm walking and the scenery moves behind me.
That actually is a good technique. We should try that at home.
Now, here's a question that I've always wanted to ask, but never had the opportunity to ask anyone.
Uh-oh.
And I quote...
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I would get nervous.
Should I turn my headset off so I can't hear it?
I got this from Kermit the Frog roughly 20 years ago when he was interviewing Rich Little.
Okay.
When Kermit asked... Now, this is a hard-hitting question. This is ripped from today's headlines. Or 20 years ago. Are you speaking in your own voice or are you imitating yourself?
Right now.
Right.
I know. I got it. I'm just going to give you an awkward stare. Just to make you feel as uncomfortable as possible. I mean, last time that was asked, it was by a puppet in 1983. No, this is
my
it. This is where I'm
at. Like a puppet. Yeah.
No, this is it. This what? Is that's
this a, is you.
That's a funny question.
Now, do your kids impersonate different characters they see on TV?
Yeah, a little bits, yeah. But they're shy, so they
shy.
Were around me, yeah. But then,
how many do you have shy kids?
They're just sick of watching Dad. I don't know.
They're all set with Blues Clues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they do little bits of voices. There's a show. I mean, do you know it? It's Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
You've seen that? And
yes.
they do the Phineas and Ferb stuff all the time. So.
Yeah, Lexi likes that.
Yeah,
right
Dr.
on.
Duke,
I haven't
Dr.
seen
Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah. That is so funny.
Yeah, I don't love the children enough to watch all the shows. Yeah.
Now, here's a question that we get asked a lot because we're married and we work together. And we're around each other all day long. You work with your brothers.
Yeah, but they're far away.
They're always far away?
Yeah, I'd make it that way. Now, my brother Terry runs the website, and then which is frankcalliando.com. There's a plug that just happened to sneak in.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry, no one's listening.
That was
almost... Can you buy merchandise on that website?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, this plug is getting even, this is getting sneakier than the top of Joe Biden's head.
Do you accept cash there?
Yeah. I don't know about that. And then my other brother runs like logistics,
okay.
Which he kind of screwed up today. So I only have one brother working for me now.
Awesome.
Not kidding. Somebody just told me that I'm a frustrated general contractor. That's what somebody told me the other day because I'm always doing something to the house. So
So
what are you doing now?
Right now we're doing mostly the outside of a 2.25-acre place, which we just got, and just doing some simple inside stuff. The big project we did, a guy who was my contractor, Tim, I live in Tempe, Arizona, he lives in that area. He became a great friend of mine through all the things he screwed up. And he was actually
so
great.
You were forced to fire him?
Fire him and make him my friend. But no, we like that house. So we went crazy with that and really did a lot to that. We're still getting over some. We did a pool. It sounds crazy, and it is crazy, but I have a 70,000-gallon pool that's actually in the front yard of one house that we walled in.
What?
It's huge. Yeah,
it's in the front yard.
Yeah, but you can't tell because it's weird because it's not, it doesn't have like curb appeal because it's hidden behind other houses.
It has slash appeal.
So it's actually, because it's a house that's connected to mine, it's actually behind that. So if you're coming in from the front, it would be, this doesn't make sense. I'm not helping myself.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Yeah, good. Fair enough. Well, that makes all of us.
Welcome to the club. Hakuna Matata.
Do you have your own private man cave area at your house?
We have a couple different things that are kind of like that. They all end up being for the kids, though.
Yes.
I start making it for myself, and then it eventually becomes something to play Wii on all day.
Well, Mark's man cave at our house is our roof. He goes up there.
Yeah.
He doesn't get bothered by anybody.
Yeah.
It's the only
mom
place.
Won't let anybody come up there.
No, there's no way.
That's
and mom won't go up there either.
Right. I may do that.
You should think about it. And in Tempe, Arizona, you probably only need like a little sunscreen.
Yeah.
On your roof.
It's best not to go up there during the summer.
Whatever. If you can't cut it out. You know what I mean? If you can't hang. Going on the roof is 180 degrees.
Well, yeah, only a tough guy can do that. Like you, darling.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as being a comedian, an impersonator, an entertainer of all sorts,
dancer,
he's wearing ballet shoes. He told me not to say.
They're under my regular.
How did you even, when did it choose you?
I went to school for broadcast journalism. And then I decided that I didn't want to work for real. And then I've been working for Pleasant Side ever since. So, I just tried it. And just went up on stage at a comedy club and started doing colleges and got on TV and haven't really looked back.
Right on.
Wow.
It's easy.
So do you ever take a vacation?
I'm trying to. My wife is getting to that point where it's time. I've tried here and there and failed pretty miserably. But that's why I've kind of done my house to be like a resort.
Right.
So I'm happy to be, because I'm tired of traveling. My job is traveling, and I get to go to really great places, but I just want to be home. So I made my home. It was more, like, my contractor's like, it's so funny because he's like, everybody else does some things on their house to improve it. You do it to stay home. He goes, he's almost hurting his own business. He's like, I wouldn't spend this much money fixing up my house.
Nice.
I would go on vacation to get away from my house. I'm like, I just like being home. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, as far as the NFL goes, are you a true NFL fan?
Yeah. I'm not as versed in the game as like Jimmy Johnson. I know a lot more than Terry Bradshaw. But the that was funny. That was good stuff.
Even know what's going on. He just talked constantly.
You know, he's a real estate guy too. I don't know how much home fixing up, but he's actually a pretty smart business guy. But other than that, no, he is no good. That guy's lost. I'm trying to find out where I was, Frank. Where were you? Where I was standing.
All right, it's already going to toggle into the can you stay for another hour, although we only have about 20 seconds.
We do, unfortunately. And you have to buy all of the merchandise at frankcaliendo.com.
Yes, you want to mail him suitcases and duffel bags full of cash, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Credit cards accepted.
Yeah.
And we'd like a membership to your resort, too.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Come on. So we'll
come
sign up
out.
For
let's,
that. Can we sign up on your website?
Yeah, I think you can't.
Your wife would love that, right?
Wow, that's a whole different bag.
Well, who's
coming? What?
What?
Who are these people? They bought suitcases.
My wife is Edith Bunker. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
I think we should probably just laugh our way out. And we'll see you next from the International Builders Show in the Ford Trucks booth on my Fix It Up Live.